You're listening to the Single Rider Podcast, a podcast for those of us who may not be into wrestling, but if the wrestler has an opinion on which Tower of Terror is better, I'm suddenly a stan. I'm Casey, I'm your host, and hello, hello, welcome back. Thanks for joining me. As you may have maybe guessed from the intro, we're going to be doing a little bit of talking about wrestling today. There's a really fun story with my little run-in with a wrestler during my time in Orlando. But before we get to all of that, we're going to talk to my good friend and yours, co-host of the Dysfunctional Podcast and Showgaze and Resident Services. He is running all over the place. Please welcome back to the show, RJ.
Hi, Casey. Thanks for having me back.
it's always a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I can't be as star-studded as Jumbo Joe and Dom Corona, but...
Well, none of us can, so...
None of us can. We can't compete. The ladies can't compete.
It was very nice to have them on the pod and get to hear their story. Mm-hmm.
You've had some great guests on the podcast since you forced Adam and I to be a guest.
I know. Yeah, it's been nice having different people on. Mm-hmm. And I need to really be better about planning who's going to be on. Because it's usually like very last minute, I'll message someone and be like, hey, do you want to be on my podcast?
Yeah.
Do you want to record this week? Great. But, you know, it's been a crazy summer, and mm-hmm. I mean, along with Single Rider Podcast, you know, we joined forces Not a Bit Network, so that's been really exciting. And mm-hmm. along with that, we've started some new pods with it, and so kind of as our like our daddy of podcasts.
Mother,
you know,
mother of the house of
yes,
Not a Bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Tell our listeners a little bit about Not a Bit Network.
Yeah. We've joined forces and we've expanded. So Not a Bit Network is your dysfunctional network for pop culture, theme parks, and comedy. It's kind of like our three main cornerstones of truth and our core values. So we have the Dysfunctional Podcast, we have Showgaze, we have Single Rider Podcast. During the summer, when the core started, we've started Harry Potter and the Anxious Millennials with Adam, Ari, and Allie. They're a fun group because they all grew up together. So the episodes are part snarky Harry Potter critiques, and then the other part is just them going back and unearthing like repressed middle school memories, like, do you remember when this person is? So that's fun. And then we've started the Resident Services Podcast because we all started playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been so fun.
It is.
I feel like recording our Resident Services Podcast every week is like such a highlight.
Yeah,
because we all get together, we get on Zoom, we talk about our villagers.
Yeah, and now that I make a video every week, we all have to look presentable.
Yeah.
So it gives us all an excuse to be like, well, I guess I gotta
mm-hmm. yeah.
put on something
well,
else.
Mm-hmm. And make sure that my background is nice. I got my apartment all, I hung up all my artwork. Actually, I have more artwork that came in
nice.
Yesterday than I'm putting up. For the bit, mm-hmm. I did get a recreation of, you know, traction posters, basically mm-hmm. someone on eBay just prints them out. But I got Country Bear Jamboree, I got Haunted Mansion, and I got Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, look at you.
I know, just, you know, just embracing the gag brain. Of it all.
Yeah. Wow. You know, people still ask me about Mr. Toad.
What do they ask you?
Well, they're just like, most of the time when people ask me about your podcast, they're always like, it can't be all true. I'm like, it is, girl.
Yeah, it's true. Unfortunately, if I was gonna lie about anything, I'd make it a juicier lie.
But
or
no,
it'd make
I
me look better.
I get a lot of texts that are just like, men are scum, and I'm like, oh, you must have just listened to the latest episode of Single Rider.
Yeah, and I always say, like, whenever I, like, tell someone about the pod, I'm like, well, the first episode is, like, the worst episode in the fact that, like, the guy is the worst.
Yeah.
So I was like, they get, like, less bad as time goes on, I think. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're still bad, but they're, like, different types of bad.
Yeah. I also get a lot of questions of, like, what does Casey define as hookup?
You know,
and I never know what to answer, because, you know, it's different every, you know, you never know.
I don't even know what it, I don't even know what it means. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's just, who knows? We gotta leave a little bit to the imagination.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
but yeah, those are our exciting things and not a bit. We have other stuff that we're kind of thinking about. We'll just wait and see. Right now, we're kind of just, like, building our audience. Like,
yeah,
we've all switched over to Anchor so we can, like, see how many people are listening to our podcast. It's so much easier to use. Like,
oh my gosh, it's been great. Yeah, it's been really good. And so apologies for my little ad that gets snuck in the pod now. But hey, just think, you know, you're helping out the pod.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I'm now on my third month in Austin. The parks are back open.
It's so crazy.
I know.
How time flies.
I can't even.
It's going to be September.
I know. It's already the middle of August.
Yeah.
But yeah, so swiping right now has been interesting. Also depressing. Not depressing, more just like, I got back on Hinge. I wasn't on Hinge before, and I got back on Hinge, and I think I've swiped through all of the attractive people.
Because explain the difference of Hinge and Tinder.
Okay, so Hinge.
And Bumble. I was like, what's the third one?
Okay, so Hinge, you post pictures, and you have little, like, they give you little prompts to answer. There's not really a place for you to be, like, just free for, like a profile where you're like, I'm Casey, like this and this, but it's more of like they give you prompts, and so
it reminds
you have like
me of OkCupid, like you answer the questions and stuff.
Yeah, it would kind of be like OkCupid if it was like, okay, post 5 pictures and then answer these 3 prompts, and then that's what's on your profile. And so if someone likes you, they like a photo or like one of your prompts, and they can reply to it or they can just like it if they want. Like, maybe if your prompt said something that, like, you know, invokes conversation, they can like it and then reply to it. Like, oh, I love that too, or something like that. So Hinge really is like, oh, we're the app that's made to be deleted. Like, we want you to find someone great. Well, like, I mean, one, it's the same people that are on all of the other apps.
Yeah.
But two, I think they really, like, top load their, like, hot guys, because I have swiped through all of the hot Austin guys, and now, and like literally, then I was swiping through the other day. I sent a video to Mary Kate because I was
just swiping through, and there's nothing.
No, and they were all bad. Like, they're all like really bad, and then the app just like broke. It like kept just like turning, and then it was like, sorry, there's been an error. So it's like I broke the app because I went through all of the
eligible men.
All of the uggos. I went through all the hot guys. And
yeah. All of the eligible men that aren't like fish people. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I forget who I was talking to one day, and I was saying how the dating apps were so, like, I feel like one, it's just a weird time because some people aren't even dating because there's like really no point in dating right now. Mm-hmm. But one of my friends said, and I feel like it was my friend Alex, but I could be wrong. He said, well, maybe it's because all of the married guys are stuck in isolation with their wives.
Oh, my
I was like, that's
God,
true.
Casey, that's absolutely true.
They don't have a reason to say, hey, I'm going out for a little bit. They'd be like, well, where the heck are you going?
Mm-hmm.
we got these 12 kids at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta pay me rent on Venmo.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. I swear, if that guy shows back up on my dating apps, I'm gonna scream.
Is he Austin? Is that why?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, remember? He was Austin. Yeah, but other than that, yeah, so I feel like, yeah, the theme parks are back open. I have a trip planned. I'm excited to come mm-hmm. back and just literally I just want to sit outside of Baseline and drink mm-hmm. and like just hang out mm-hmm. and just, you know, like just see things.
Yeah,
I'm just been like, work has just been so crazy that like one thing that I loved about working and living in Orlando mm-hmm. was if I had a crazy day, then I could, you know, leave my work and go to Disney yeah. and like just forget about it. But right now it's like, oh, I leave work and I get up and I go take a nap on my couch, you know, 20 feet away. The trip we have planned, I think a mm-hmm. lot of it is going to be just hanging out.
Standing at Fort Wilderness.
Uh-huh. Hanging out by the cabin. Because yeah. I think that's obviously, honestly, the safest place for yeah. us to stay.
Because even like, we're already separated from the next cabin. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Totally. And you don't have to like walk through a lobby together. You don't have to, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, I think that's probably the best place to, you know, kind of be right now.
Yeah.
To just kind of be out there and get some Fort Wilderness chicken and just live it up.
Honestly, I think I'm the only, Adam does not like Trail's End just because he's like, meat overload. But I love Trail's End, honey. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
My mom took us there, like, when we were little. I remember mm. us literally, like, getting on a like, bus mm-hmm. or in a boat or something to go to Trail's End to have the buffet when we were little. Like, on that, like, that's, like, a weird Disney memory that I'll always remember. Because I remember us having to sit around and wait for our table.
Your table. Yeah. Yeah, last year my family was all here for my birthday and I took them to Trail's End and it was truly like, we didn't even go to a park. Like, this was their, like, this is the Disney experience. We ate yeah. at Trail's End, walked around the campsite, took pictures, and then I was like, great, let's take a bus to Disney Springs. And that was it. You think that they went to like Magic Kingdom or something. They were like, this is amazing. Disney is so amazing. We could come here every year. Like the year before I took them to Typhoon Lagoon and they were like, this is amazing.
This is the best.
Is great. And not that once have they stepped foot in Magic Kingdom. Yet.
Hey,
which is, I mean, great for
please.
Me. I don't want them to walk around there. Mm-hmm. I have to drag all of them through. No, thank you.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Just keep showing them a different resort every time. Be like, hey, I think we could probably sneak into this pool.
Oh, they'd be all up in that.
Is Geyser Point open?
Yes, because my friend Josh was working there for.
Oh, is he working again? Mm-hmm. You gotta go. But also, isn't it kind of nice not spending $10 for alcohol?
You're telling me. I bought 10, like, honestly, like, we always keep talking about how, like, starting, like, a bar cart or some sort of, like, bar at home.
Yeah.
Because we've just been, this is the first time we've, like, bought, like, actual liquor and mm-hmm. just making our own drinks at home. And I was like, I don't know why we should, why don't we do this?
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, you know, like, living in an apartment and, like, if I lived in a house that had, like, a backyard, oh, my God, I would, like,
tiki bar.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. I would like always make drinks and then just like sit outside. But like mm-hmm. our version of doing that was going to Geyser Point.
Yeah, cuz that's all we had.
Yeah.
But I think also being, you know, I think everyone is feeling this right now is like mm-hmm. why did I spend so much money on all that stuff?
Honestly, like, Casey, like Adam and I can buy like 3 Pelotons. Because we, when we were quarantined with his mom, we didn't eat out. We like,
yeah,
at most bought groceries, like bought half the groceries. Mm-hmm. And like, we saved so much money by not eating out. And Adam and I truly were like, this was like a kind of a blessing because we were truly just wasting money.
Just throwing away.
Throwing money. Like, we were like, yeah, you know, I worked hard today. Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. $130 at Spritzville. Sure, go ahead.
Whenever I, you know, it's whenever I'm going out with everyone and my bill alone, I'm like, I didn't want to spend $50 today on drinks.
On three drinks, but yeah. Sure, I guess I'll do that.
I guess that's what I did.
All the time. Like, we would just go to Boardwalk and just yep, today's going to be a $70 day, whatever.
We'll say, okay, so here's our plan for the future. Mm-hmm. We hang out at the resorts, but we just bring a little cooler.
Yeah, I know. I honestly, we made fun of you so much for like...
I would smuggle a beer in my bag, girl, to like Geyser Point.
Oh my God, we have seen the error of our ways. We're all slowly turning into scam artist Casey as this pandemic goes on.
It's not a scam. It's not. You can survival. Walk around the resort with a drink that you brought yourself because, you know, like if it'd be like if you were staying there, you could have... You can bring your own groceries.
Oh, my God.
I can honestly say I've never smuggled an alcoholic beverage into the theme park. I've only, like, brought, like, a beer whenever we were going to hang out at a resort because I'm like, well, I'm just going to drink this. Or, okay, I will say I brought a beer and I drank it on my way to Epcot. I finished it by the time I got to Epcot.
Yes, I have done that before. Like for New Year's, obviously, I'm going to pregame for New Year's.
Yeah, pregame.
But we literally, oh my God. And you would think that I was doing this when I was 18. No, girl, 2 years ago. Like, we would open up a can of LaCroix at home, pour in some vodka, and then like our friend would drive us to Epcot because we would just carpool one car so that we didn't have to park a bunch of cars. Man, now I'm getting too old, like it is nuts just like seeing how much we truly spent on just like theme living park. It up
living near a theme park because it was
you could
driving to downtown Orlando, God help me.
I know. I was forced to do it because of all the theater that I did, but like it was so dumb how like the easy thing to do for us was to just like, well, it's just easier to go to the Springs and just spend like $80 tonight. Like that's just
it's just easier. It's just more convenient.
It's just easier to do that. Yeah, let's just do that.
Well, I think, you know, moving forward, we're going to be more, what is the word? Like money conscience? Frugal? I don't know. Frugal. Yeah, we're going to be more frugal.
Yeah, wise with our money.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be what is his name? The Dave Ram. We're going to be Dave Ramsey. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, yeah, we'll just be like Dave Ramsey. Whatever his teachings are,
whatever Susie Orman says when we go to
exactly.
Let's just fully turn into like MSNBC, like finance. Maybe we should invest in stocks. Maybe we should.
They're very low right now. This is the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Jace, shout out to Adventures by Jace. Jace just started doing it. And, you know, that's why we have to plug in so many commercials on our podcasts now, because
we got to afford those $10 beers.
Yeah. To get ready for your trip.
I can sneak off and meet some little man for the single rider pod.
Some little forest dwelling man. Fort Wilderness.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you even have like ties that you could reconnect when you visit here? Like, do you have that here?
Oh yes, of course I do.
Not regrettable,
more of like, oh yeah, I'm back in town, do you want to meet up? You know, I have that available to me if I want to use it.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. We want you to have the most magical vacation when you're here, Casey. So. Yeah.
Not while I'm in the cabin with Miranda and Jace.
No, 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 no. No, you're fully going to be like, I'm going to go to Publix real quick.
I'm going to go walk around the woods.
Ew.
I want to find someone that actually just has an RV stationed at Fort Wilderness, and it's all like decorated.
Yeah.
And I'll just go hang out there.
Yeah. So, well, you know, if you're interested in married men again, you know, that's probably going to be.
I'm sure I could find some miserable man that got sent on a trip.
Yeah. Who's like, I'm going to go for a hike. Don't come with
me.
I'm
gonna go get us some more ice.
Yeah, give me your
magic
beverage.
Band.
Yeah, give me your magic band and your refillable water, your refillable drinks.
Yeah. No, I don't think I'll get into any shenanigans, but hey, you know, getting content for this podcast shouldn't be
is the number one priority for the Yeah, this is a business expense. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I've got to make it happen. So, and I have a review later that we'll read it later, but yeah. You'll see. It ties into this. But kind of in that same vein, I wanted to read a little Disney dating disaster that I got sent in the email.
Oh my God. You have to label this segment.
I know. Well, my friend that wrote the email, I say my friend, my new friend, because she wrote me an email, she titled it Disney Dating Disaster. So I feel like I need to come up with a good name for this segment. But, I mean, I need more content for this segment. So please email me. And obviously I'll keep you anonymous, you know.
Yeah, it could be like a blind item, like on, not Delilah, but like... What is it, Dear
Abby?
Dear Abby, yeah. So it's like, what do you think about this disaster?
Yeah. So
Dear Casey. It could be a Dear Casey.
Dear Casey. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep it on the list. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But here, let me read it to you. It's pretty good. Okay. I was working at Walt Disney World and I met a guy also working there. We went on a date to Jock Lindsay's. I know how much you love it there. Yeah, girl, you know. The first red flag should have been that when I went to the bathroom, he added me on Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat and went through and liked a bunch of my photos in the time it took me to pee. Somehow, this did not put me off. Okay. Let me just unpack that really, really quick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What is your rule for adding people?
I would like to. Okay, so if they work together, I wouldn't be as put off by that. But okay. If it was I met another guy that's also a cast member and he found me on all of these things, I would be a little weirded out. Because whenever I'm talking to someone on like a dating app, I mean, not in person. If I'm in person with someone and we're having a good time and he's like, what's your stuff? I'll add you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll obviously tell him if we're in person, but like if we're just getting to know each other, I'll be like, oh, I'll tell you later. It's all like nerdy Disney stuff anyways. Yeah, you don't want to see this. But, you know, a lot of people already, you know, can, if they know anything about my Disney stuff, then they can easily find me.
Right.
But adding on Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook is the big one.
Facebook and Snapchat. That's a little sketch.
It is funny that, like, first of all, no one adds on Snapchat unless you want to see nudes. That is the only rule. I don't have a Snapchat anymore. And that's what my husband believes. So make sure you tell him that as well. But that's the only reason you add people on Snapchat.
That is the only reason anyone still uses Snapchat.
Yeah, girl.
Except for I do send my niece a weird photo of myself sometimes.
But like Snapchat has some fun filters. So like maybe you'll keep it around. But then you save whatever it was funny and then post it on Instagram.
And post it on Instagram. Yeah, girl. Exactly. Yeah.
We need to write the book.
I know.
The rules.
Okay. So the following day, I went on a trip to Disneyland, and naturally I was having the best time, so I wasn't exactly thinking about messaging this guy. He commented when I got back how he thought I wasn't interested in him anymore because he was messaging me all day, every day, and I wasn't replying. Nope, just having fun at the happiest place on earth. So when I got back, I came down with the worst flu and literally couldn't get out of bed. He kept asking me to go on another date or to come and look after me. No, thank you.
Oh, no. Not look after me, girl. Yeah. No.
He asked several times, every day, several times. I do not know why. I also ignored this red flag. Okay. So I too am like, usually there's like 8 red flags and I'm like, yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have followed that. So
for you, you would still be like, oh, this is fine. Like, this is just normal behavior.
For me, I mean, I honestly would probably be like, that's really nice that he like cares that much about me. Living alone, if someone wants to take care of you.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, go ahead. I love chicken noodle soup. Love a Progresso. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Come on down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then in the times now of COVID, be like, just leave it on the doormat. Leave it there and I'll come get it.
They write a little note and you're like, cute, whatever. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, that's so sweet.
That's sweet. What's the soup?
So we eventually did go on a second and third date to Fantasia Gardens and Typhoon Lagoon, which were largely uneventful. A couple more weird things, but I just assumed men are odd. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They are odd. Yeah. And then she says, I have no idea why, but I asked him to go on another date.
No.
I asked a couple times because he was busy or working. Bear in mind how much he inundated me with messages when I was in Disneyland and was sick. So in the immediate social media following and likes from him. Okay. So I can see myself also like, if you're bored, sometimes you're just like, well, this guy likes me. Let's see if I can, you know, let's see if he wants to go out again.
Yeah.
Okay. So then she says in all caps, he said he didn't want to see me anymore because I was too needy because I asked 2 times to see him again. And she says, I was leaving in like a month, so I didn't want anything serious from him. I'd been very upfront about that. Of course, he still continued to follow me on Instagram, and after I left Walt Disney World, he was messaging me saying how it was such a shame it didn't work out between us hot I was, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, girl. No.
Do you not remember what happened, dickhead?
Yeah, once you've said what you said, that's it.
Yeah, and she goes, I think I finally managed to get rid of him several years later. Girl, I wouldn't be so sure. Sometimes they pop up and they're like, remember me? Like, literally, they'll just give you a little like, oh, still looking good. And you're like, mother ever, I thought I got rid of you. They're like bugs, you know? It's like,
yeah, they're gnats where you like killed one and you're like, got it. And then it's like, oh, got my it. God, I thought I killed three already.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm back.
So my friend Rachel tweeted today and I thought it was the funniest thing, and I think it very much applies. She tweeted, the main thing men have that women don't is the audacity. And like, this man's audacity to be the most annoying human being.
Yes.
And then the minute it is even like remotely like him, like him getting that,
he
it's like,
he
oh
no.
Oh
yeah,
whoa, 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 oh my god,
I mean I'm not into that. You're just being too needy.
Oh my god,
the audacity.
Oh my god, like it's just, it's the lack of self-awareness and like I don't know, I guess I'm just having a hard time like imagining like if I was still single. And I'm not being like dragging about this. I'm sorry if it'll sound that way. But it's like, if I was still single, I think I wouldn't be able to like handle it just because I'm such an empath. Like I care so much and always obsess about what the other person is thinking that like anything I do, I'm immediately thinking about what they're thinking.
Yes. I'm like in my head. Of, yes. Like, how are they gonna like all if the if they're like too long of a pause yes. or like
so like even adding the three social medias right away while you are in the bathroom, that's a that like a man who does that does not think about what people think about him.
Yeah. And it wasn't even that, oh, I'm gonna add you on these things. She Adam was like he went through and liked her photos. Like it's I want you know, it's one thing if you're like in front of someone and you're on a date and you say like, oh, what's your Instagram? I'm gonna add you, and they tell you, then you can at least be like, okay, I'm adding you now, like in front of them. But don't go on and find them on Facebook and then find them on Snapchat. Like that's weird.
Yeah.
That's because it almost feels like a weird like invasion of privacy because it's like I haven't given you that, you know, I haven't given you the right to yet, you know, like,
and it's the like idea of like I feel like these guys will be like, well, it's public, so it's like blah blah, but like
yeah
that doesn't mean that you like just because
you don't need to be let in yet.
Yes, like just because technically someone's address is technically public record doesn't mean I'm gonna go find your
doesn't
address.
Doesn't mean you need to go find their house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And oh, and this was really funny. She says, P.S. Not a directly Disney story, but while my friend was working there, she met a guy on Tinder and asked to go on a second date. And he said, no, sorry, I can't. I'm going to prison tomorrow.
That's Florida. That's Disney World.
Florida. That's Florida for you.
That's Florida for you.
And you know, maybe you can get on that show, Love After Lockup, make something happen.
Those people are very happy. You never know.
It was so funny. Like whenever she sent me that and sent that at the end, I was like, I audibly just cracked up whenever I saw that. Like, yeah, that would pretty much happen to anyone dating in Florida. You find some guy and you're like, hey, this was good. What are you doing tomorrow? Oh, I'm just going to prison. Sorry.
This is kind of like a last thing.
Sorry, I'll catch you when I'm out. So if you have any stories like this one, send them in so we can read them aloud and break them down one by one. But also, yeah, I would just like to say to you, my friend, is I so relate because you don't in the moment like I said this to actually said this to past guest Julia that she also had an issue at Jock Lindsay's. I said sometimes there's just something about dating in Orlando that you kind of accept things that you normally wouldn't because there is kind of not as many eligible bachelors that you're like, you know, this one likes me, so I'm just gonna like see what happens with it until it's not fun anymore. And that's a terrible way to think of things.
Do you think it has something to do with like I'm owning up myself as a Disney person, so that's a quirk about me, so any man that I interact with that wants to go out with me also has that quirk. So it automatically defaults you to be like, if they have other quirks, it's fine because they're working through the one I have. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah.
Like automatically like desensitizes you to be like, well, that's fine because like.
Yeah. Because I'm also a nerd, you know? Yeah. Like things like that.
And we do that. I mean, we do this to ourselves constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. So that really could be it. It's like. You know, he understands me because he also works at the parks and, you know, like, I think you kind of am like, you know, and I'll probably see him around. And
yeah, surely that's the biggest part. You're going to see these people everywhere. Like, even when I did the college program and like, oh, my God, it's like, you're still around.
I know. It's like, why are you still here?
Oh, and then you remember like, oh, this is your thing, like you're gonna be here forever, so great, okay, cool.
It's that's a thing. So now I'm moved to somewhere where people's full personalities aren't Disney, but also it's still very much a part of my all of my photo, like most of my photos are at Disney, so I'm like, I'm still coming across as like, I go to theme parks every day. And when it's like, I sit in my house every day. But Yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to figure out, I don't know, like, there's just no figuring out, like, what my personality is now, because literally I can't do anything.
We're all in that same spot. Like, all the things that we thought we liked, like, either it's like, oh, yeah, I never liked that, or it's like, oh, yes, I was very much that type of person, because now that I don't have access to it, it's like, that's all I can think about.
Mm-hmm. RJ, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
What would you say the rule is kind of about texting with someone? If I made the last text, should I need to make another one?
No.
To follow, like, if I said something, isn't it kind of like tag you're it?
Yes. So when I used to be in this game, that was always the rule. It was either tag you're it or wait till the next day to say good morning.
Yes.
And then if that catapults into another conversation, then it'll reapply again at the end. Like, if you had the last word and the other person leaves you hanging, then it's like, great, try again the next day. That's also me kind of being like a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. So other people may have longer, but I think of a new day as like a new fresh start. Because sometimes, I mean, honestly, sometimes it's like, I just sometimes had a long day at work, you know, like, I want to go to sleep. You never know.
Yeah.
But if it's like, but if it's become a pattern, it's got to stop.
Because he had even like said to me, like, I don't really talk to anyone. Like, you've kind of been the exception right now. Like, I usually, I'm not really a big texter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I need a big texter. I need someone to talk to me.
But that's the thing. Here's the thing. He is a bit like.
Yeah, like he was.
He was.
It's like, if it was so hard for you, you wouldn't even try at all. But he was trying a little bit, but...
Also, like, I think it should be a rule that if you know you're a bad texter, say it off the bat.
Yeah.
You just have to... Like, put it on your damn profile that, like, and I'm people super do. Bad at it. Yeah, because, yeah, like, yeah, people do.
They'll say, like, I'm a bad texter. I'd very much rather meet you in person. And then they'd say something like, obviously, disclaimer, because of, you know... what's COVID happening right now.
But I will be wearing a mask and will be standing 6 feet away from you. And I will have taken every precaution. Maybe this should be a new segment in the show where every episode you talk about your latest. And then
I don't always have a latest.
And then, and also, everyone gets to vote. Hashtag.
Do we?
Hashtag.
Do we cancel this AP?
Hashtag stay single rider question mark.
yeah and like, it just, I don't know, I feel like I had a lot of high hopes for it, even though I was like also like, oh, I don't know, or like, I think it could, and then I was like, no, I don't think it could. And but also, this guy just, I don't think he even like cares enough about me to even like,
he knows that I
do this he knows that I do this podcast. He'll never listen to this. And if he does, then text me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I am curious sometimes, like, do men do this because, like, they have an innate fear that, like, women would do it to them first? But I feel like I have never heard of a story of a woman ever pulling this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you guys.
I don't know.
Like, oh, my God.
I mean, like, I've ghosted, but it's been, like, because someone, like, was doing something that was problematic.
Yeah.
And I didn't
like
always.
Like sleeping with
I didn't
someone
always
else
give
from
them a
your
reason.
Podcast group. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't always give them a reason. And as my friends tell me, you don't have to give them a reason.
No.
Like, if they're a freaking weirdo, then you can just ghost them. Because it's like, if they're being gross or scary or something, you know, it's like, you don't owe anyone anything. Whereas like, I'm never doing that. It's like, I hate to be the, well, actually, I'm not doing that, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just like, I'm just talking to you. We're talking.
Yeah.
Man,
but,
men are trash.
Yeah. Well, so that's what's going on in my dating life at the moment. So I think let's take a break and then we'll come back and do a little story time. And we're back. So RJ, you love wrestling.
I do. I have a... I will say, I do love wrestling. Yes. I love wrestling. I think wrestling is fun. I grew up watching it. I loved it. Grew up watching the girls, obviously, because I was I just had a thing for like strong, powerful women. Like I watched Charmed and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So when I saw like women wrestling for the first time, I was like, this is amazing. This is like watching all of my video games come to life. Like this is, I just love it. I have like a love-hate relationship with some of the companies that are doing it.
Yeah.
The main one, most... Just because they're problematic, they take blood money from the Saudi Arabian prince, but whatever. But I still love the like storytelling aspect of it, the craft of it, and the athletes. They're all the wrestlers are really talented and in their own way. And I mean, like we're like in a new time now. I was gonna say we're in a new time now where it's not just one company. There are tons of companies doing wrestling.
That's so exciting! Like because wrestlers are not just athletes. They're actors, they're performers, like
they're like, stuntmen, like it's like you have to train like an athlete, perform like an actor, and then like have the fortitude of a stuntman. Like there's so
that
many
should be
things
on a poster. Like an inspirational poster for wrestlers.
Yeah, it's a lot. But yes, I love wrestling.
You love wrestling. So and living in Orlando, we are home. We are home to one of, you know, some of the big companies. So you probably, I know you've told me you've run into, you know, you've spotted wrestlers out at theme parks. So who all have you seen at a theme park?
So, because there are a few that like are noted like, theme park fans.
Yeah.
So like Johnny and Candace Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae. I met them at Epcot because like this one time I followed when I was following Johnny on Instagram, like I was replied to a story basically. And I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And he like replied to it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I think he had like something with Food and Wine. And so I was like, oh, yeah, Food and Wine so awesome, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, I know, isn't it? And I was like, oh, great, cool. We're chatting. So like one time when they were at Epcot, I was like, hey, I'm here too. Any chance I could meet you guys? I had fast passes. So I was like, I'll give you fast passes. And he was like, sweet. So I met them, took a picture in front of Mexico, gave them fast passes. And I was like, yeah, there you go. Have fun.
Amazing.
So that was fun. I have met Chelsea Green before, who's the girlfriend or the fiance of Matt Cardona, who's a huge Disney guy.
Oh my gosh. Like such a huge theme park fan. Yeah.
I actually met her at an airport once. She was eating a salad and I went up to her and was like, I'm so sorry. Are you Chelsea? And she was like, oh my God, yes. And I was like, I think you're so talented. You're so funny on the show. Like your whole storyline is so great right now. This was when she was competing in Impact Wrestling, where they film actually at Universal.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Like at one of the sound stages they have at Universal. And I did not know that when you tape there, the audience, back at the day when there was audiences, it was free. There were free tickets. You could just go watch a wrestling tape.
Did you ever go?
No, but she was like, you should totally go. And I was like, yeah, I should. I just never got to. But also, like, she basically got signed with WWE a couple months after that. But that was cool. I've seen her, like, in passing. I've never stopped and said hi to her. But she's in Epcot all the time with Matt.
We saw Matt, or you saw Matt. I think I saw him from behind, but you saw Matt when we were at Regal Eagle.
Yes. I saw them walk in and out with their beers and stuff. They were with, like... they were with Taya Valkyrie and her husband Johnny Nitro. He was on Survivor. He's back in WWE now. Like he's big. Johnny Nitro's not his last name anymore. What is his name now? Whatever, Johnny's.
Whatever, it's fine. My listeners don't know this.
I mean, there's that one friend that you had that you were like, hey, I have a friend that also likes wrestling.
Kate.
Does that sound
familiar? Kate loves wrestling. Yes. I was like, Lord help me. Yes, Kate loves wrestling. Yeah. And didn't you see Paige at Rising Star? Was it Rising Star?
Yes, I always forget the story, but it's pretty crazy. So I was at Rising Star with Adam and my friends Jesse and Robbie. I I think, was it maybe for my birthday? I don't remember. But I was like, I've always wanted to go to Rising Star. Let's go. So we go. We have to go pretty early if you want to sing because it gets pretty packed. And you don't get to sing yeah. if you come in like at 8 or 9. We get there early. I write my name down. I sing Alone by Heart. And she, I did not realize that, this is the crazy part. At the time, she was with her fiance, Alberto Del Rio. And they were sitting, they had a huge party and they were sitting in the front. And after I sang, they were like, yeah, you're amazing, blah, 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 blah. They were going crazy. And oh Alberto was like, if he wants drinks, just he can get drinks. I'll pay for his drinks, blah, 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 blah. Super crazy. I was like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. I go back upstairs. And the entire time to Adam, I was like, that's Paige. That's iconic wrestler Paige, who ended up having a movie made about her life.
She had a movie.
Yes, Fighting With My Family. Fighting that was about Paige. Fighting With My
Family. With Florence Pugh.
Yes. Academy Award nominated actress Florence Pugh. So she ended up singing a song too. And she was like, oh yeah, this is for Alberto. So she sang it. And then she went to the bar that I was closest to. And we ended up going to the bar at the same time. And she was like, you did such a great job. To me! She was like, hey, you were so great. And I was like, thanks. I'm also a huge fan of yours. You're amazing, Paige. And she was like, oh, thanks. That's so sweet. I didn't want to take a picture because, like, at the time, she was like, there was a lot of controversy going with her. Mm-hmm. Not bad stuff, like she had a sex tape leak and it was so terrible. Like it was so terrible and all the fans were like, oh blah 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 blah, you know, because neckbeards
yeah
watch wrestling, it's, unfortunately. So yeah. They were all shitting on her, but like I was just like, I'm such a huge fan of yours, blah blah blah. And she was like, thank you. The next day on Twitter, it was like Alberto and Paige were trying to fly to, I think they were just trying to fly somewhere. They were at MCO, and they had like a huge fight at MCO.
Oh no!
Like a huge yelling fight at MCO, and then all of these rumors started about how like, oh, is she like being abused? Like da 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 da. And then later on, she said that she dumped him, or she left him, and that they just had like a very rocky relationship. I don't think it ever became like an abusive thing, but like it was clearly like he was not a good person. And then he also got into another domestic dispute after. Like he has just been like completely blackballed and like blacklisted from wrestling because he's just like not a good person. But it was crazy that I was there the night before, like all of
the
it
night
happened.
Before it all happened. Wow.
Yeah.
That's some good tea.
And yeah. it was just like, every time I meet a wrestler out on the parks, I always want to be respectful because
right.
they're out here on vacation. They get one yeah. day a week, like honestly.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. So I always want to be respectful, but it's like, when are you ever going to get the chance? I once yeah,
it's
saw,
very much like, it depends on the moment, uh-huh. you know, like if it seems natural and, yeah. and easy to do, you mm-hmm. know, just like a very quick, like, can I yeah. get a photo really quick? You know, it's like, obviously if someone's yeah. sitting down to dinner,
I'm always
you don't
like,
want to do that.
For photos, I'm always, the only time I ever took a photo was with Johnny and Candace. Just because it was like such a thing that I was like, you might as well, like we're already, you know.
Yeah.
There's a couple of times that I've actually met wrestlers at the airport because they fly in and out all the time. Mm-hmm. This one time I met like a group of them, like all these guys all like waiting to get Burger King. And I was like, I'm just going to say hi. I literally go up to them and I was like, hey, sorry. Just wanted to say you guys are all great. Love watching you every week. And they're like, thanks, man. Thanks. And this one time, this wrestler named Sasha Banks, she's super famous now. Like, she's going to be in an episode of Mandalorian next season.
Oh, wow.
But Sasha Banks, she's like a double champion right now. The day before her debut to national TV, I saw her at Florida Mall.
Did she have a rolly suitcase?
She Oh my God. Well, first of all, I was like, this is clearly before her TV debut, because I was like, you would never be a Florida mom now with the money that you're making. You would be millennia only, honey. But I was like, girl, that was Sasha Banks. I just saw that purple hair. I recognize her from a mile away. Oh my God. So yeah, Orlando was kind of like a pretty decent epicenter of
wrestling. And you might even run into one on Tinder.
What? Casey, what?
You act like you're not part of this story.
I did. This story is so crazy because I was like your, oh my God, I'm Wade from Kim Possible. Like, I was, you were like, what's the sitch, RJ? Who is this man?
Yeah.
And I was like, giving you all the stats. I was like, he just.
Wait, we got it.
I know.
Okay. So we matched on Tinder. He super liked me. So that was like a, you know, oh, like this one super liked me. Mm. His bio was pretty basic. It didn't have a lot to it. But he had just moved to town. And so, we were talking for a few days. I remember I was talking to him when I first started talking to him. I was talking to him at SeaWorld. For some reason, I remember that. So we were talking for a few days, and then I went to a Lost Bros pop-up in Winter Park at like Foxtel Coffee.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those words.
There was a bar next door to the pop-up, and I was over there drinking because there were so many people, and they're all like buying Lost Bros shirts, and so it was very chaotic. I was like, I need to go get a drink. So I sat at the bar, and that's where I became friends with Alex and her boyfriend Dan, that do Grape Soda Co., the ones from the UK.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, they're so sweet.
Oh my gosh, they're so sweet. I got drunk with them, basically. they can hold their liquor. They were just drinking so much.
The British, like, ah. Yeah. Once you get your first pint at 18, it's like, this is just part of us now.
Yeah, so I'm talking to, so then I was messaging this guy, and he was nearby. I was like, hey, I'm actually in Winter Park right now. You should come down. All of my friends are here. We're at the bar. Just come down and hang out for a little bit. And he's like, well, how long are you going to be there? And I told him, I was like, well, it's like probably until this time, or I don't know, just come. And he's like, okay, I'm going to get an Uber. So by this point, I'm buzzed, and I'm telling all of my friends, it's like literally just like because the pop-up had ended, so like all the Lost Bros people were over there. Matt Weingard was over there. Jumbo was there. Alex and Dan and them, everyone was over there. And I'm like, he's coming, I promise he's coming. I'm like telling them about him. And so the bar is closing, and I'm texting him, I'm like, yo, dude, the bar is closing. And he's like, I'm in the Uber now. And I'm like, it's going to be closed by the time you get here. So, and everyone's like, where is he? I'm like, I don't know. So the bar closes, and everyone is like, okay, well, we're leaving. Because it closed at like 10 o'clock or something. It was pretty early. It may have been 11, but I honestly think it was like 10 because it was like a Monday. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm pulling up, and I'm like, okay, please hurry because it's raining. So I'll stand outside and wait for you. Like, it had started to like sprinkle or something. So he walks up. I'm like, well, we can't really do anything because the bar's closed. So here, let's go sit in my car because it's raining. So we're sitting in my car, and he's wearing a warm up suit, or like a, I don't know what you would call it. Yeah, like a tracksuit.
Yeah.
Like a zip-up, you know, tracksuit. Uh-huh. And it has the WWE logo on it.
Girl.
And I'm like, so you told me you worked in entertainment, so I'm going to guess it's WWE. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I do like social media, like I do some like managing and, you know, make sure that people don't say stupid stuff on social media. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Like, yeah, I've done social media stuff in my past, blah, blah, blah. So we're sitting there talking. We end up like making out. And then he was like, do you want to get in the back seat? And I go, no. I said, I'm not getting in the back seat of my car. Like,
I'm not 17 no, years you. Old. Good
right,
Lord.
Exactly. I think that's what I said. I was like, I'm not a teenager. I was like, you have an apartment. Let's just go to your apartment. I was like, because I don't even know what's open over here, you know, to like go to another bar. And so he's like, okay, fine. So he doesn't have a car because he was like, well, I just moved here and I didn't have a car where I was living before. So I've just been Ubering everywhere. So he doesn't have a car. I don't know why I need to mention that there. But anyway, so he doesn't
have
a car.
Well, I mean, if you're going to live in Orlando, that's the first. You have to have a car.
You have to have a car. Yeah. Which the not having a car comes in later. Uh-oh. So we go to his apartment. Things that are weird about it is that the lights never come on. We never turn on the lights.
Oh, no.
And he has a pull-out, like, couch bed. Like, his a bed futon. Is a pull-out couch.
Oh.
And I'm like, where's your bed? And he's like, I just moved here. And, okay, there were still, like, boxes everywhere. So I'm like, okay, yes. I guess you're telling the
it's
truth.
It's like, all right, I'll believe this narrative that you've concocted.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, the other part of me is saying, like, is this his place? Is there someone in the bedroom that he's not telling me about? You know, I'm like, what's the deal? But, yeah, he just didn't have a bed yet. And so that was annoying. But, I mean, like, it was still fun the first night. And then I left. And then he was always like, you know, text me when you get home. I was like, okay. So I was still living in Davenport at this point.
Oh, my God.
It was right at the end of my time in Davenport. So it took me an hour to get home, basically. Yeah. Maybe 45 minutes because it was, like, you know, after midnight when I left. But anyway, so, and then we don't really talk because he's always working. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I work a lot, blah, blah, blah. I usually only have Sundays off. And so then that next weekend, we have a monorail crawl for everyone's March birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Jumbo, Lindsay, and Adam's birthday. So you were there. Adam was there. All of our friends were there. We have this monorail crawl. And I remember being in the monorail and going, RJ, I met this guy that works for WWE. And you're like, ooh, who is it? And I'm like, you probably don't know him because he, like, works behind the scenes. So I show you his profile. You take one look at that thing. And you're like, girl, that's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say his name.
Oh.
I'm not going to say the name, but.
Girl, let's say wrestler. Girl, that's the wrestler.
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean? He told me his name was this. And you're like, I've never heard that.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. So you pull up his Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You show me all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's this guy. Who's tweeting all of the time.
Yeah, that's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
Well, I not just his thing. A lot of the wrestlers, that's their way to, like, you know, build character and, like, have
build
fans.
Their brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So he wasn't lying when he said he was working on social media.
Yeah, he was not lying. And so, and the thing that was interesting was, is that you were like, oh, like, I think. When we got home that night afterwards, you sent me a message on your wrestler Twitter account. I was like, who is this?
Who is this?
Who's sliding into my DMs with their wrestler name?
It was Adam. You. Adam and Miranda forced me to start my own Twitter so I can tweet wrestling.
Leave
on that
all
one.
Your wrestler filth there.
Yes, because they were like, I don't want to see this on my feed. So make a different one. And I did.
Yeah. So you send me a thing. You say, oh, it looks like last night he made his show debut with a new name.
Mm-hmm.
So he had been signed, but he had, I guess, a different name. And then
it was like his
changed his name.
So what they do is that when you're signed with the WWE, and this happens all throughout the different companies, but like, you obviously want to keep your name because you don't want the rights of your name to be like contractually obligated to a company.
Yes.
Because if something ever happens and you have to leave, you're still allowed to use your name. So like Matt Cardona is his real name. He goes by Zack Ryder on WWE. Mm-hmm. So when he's, now that he's not wrestling for WWE anymore, he wrestles by Matt Cardona. So usually what people will do is when they get signed, they'll pick a new name to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was announced with a new name. So I'm like, okay, well, I still don't know where the name on his Tinder bio comes from. Uh-huh. I'm like, kind of something. Yeah. I will tell you later that later on I found out one time I was messaging him about getting into his building. Mm-hmm. And he was like, if the gate doesn't work, look for my last name on the like the gate code thing. And it was one of the names that we've seen.
Of that him use?
One of his many names. Yeah, that he's used.
Yeah.
So I don't know. To this day, I don't know what this man's name, his real name is. And I will never know. So this man. So now I know that he has been signed by NXT. And mm-hmm. he is not just a behind-the-scenes guy. But I'm still like, I don't know anything about wrestling, so it doesn't mean anything to me other than the novelty of this is weird that this guy is not telling me this.
Yeah.
But whatever. So he probably doesn't want someone talking about it on a podcast. I don't know.
Well, hey, you know what? What he ends up doing to you anyway is much worse than this. So.
Yeah. It's just like, so he.
He deserves it.
He would. We would, like, literally all of our texts would always be him starting it off and being like, what up? The hand emoji, like the wave emoji. Or like, hey, I'm coming through from a show in Tampa. Maybe I can stop by. He was going to have his friend drop him off.
And then how will he get home?
A $40 Uber. One time he literally, because I was kind of mean to him in text, because he would be like, just come over here. I'm like, I don't want to drive all that way and back. Like it's not, I don't want to do it. And he'd just be like, he let me spend the night once because I told him I didn't want to drive. He's like, well, you can just stay the night. I'm like, fine. This was after he got a bed, because he would go, hey, you want to come over? I go, do you have a bed yet? And he'd be like, no. And I'd be like, you need to get a bed. Uh-huh. And he finally got a bed, and I spent the night one time, and it was fine. I left the next morning, and then my phone died, and I didn't know where I was, and I didn't have a phone charger. But I somehow found my way back to I-4. But so he would just like message me when he was coming back from shows. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a car, so it was always like, well, are you going to spend the $40 to Uber to me, or are you not going to? Because when I moved, it's still a very long way from Winter Park.
Yeah.
But like, we would just do this like off and on, and like I'd see him, then I wouldn't see him. And and one time me and you, we were having some sort of, we were just hanging out at your apartment, and we were playing some like stupid game, and it was like, let RJ text someone in your phone. Or tell me what to say to text someone. So we texted the wrestler. I said something to him, and then he said some very, very complimentary things about me back.
Ooh, yes.
Remember that?
Can we say it on the pod?
No, we can't say it.
Anyway,
we can't say it.
Yes.
What was fire, but something was fire.
Yes, he was very complimentary with Casey's expertise, let's say.
But
her PhD.
And there's something like, I finally like stopped seeing him in mm-hmm. January, because like I was tired of driving to his place, and also, okay, I want to see how I can say this and make it as PG as possible. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm very good at giving Christmas presents. I'm very thoughtful. I make sure you like your Christmas present. Uh-huh. But he, on the other hand, is not as so good at giving Christmas presents. Uh-huh. He might forget. He may get tired. Hmm. He may half-ass it. And I'm not usually satisfied with my present.
So, did he ever give you a present?
I mean, it was like...
You had to be like, this is what I want. This is the present.
Uh-huh. I had to point it out in the book and be like, this is what this is. You had to show him
the link on Amazon. Like, this is the gift.
Girl. Uh-huh. I basically had to take his hand on the mouse and be like, click buy on this one. So I don't like, why did I keep going over there? Like, I think it was truly the novelty. Mm-hmm. Like,
It was for this specific episode.
Yeah. Because like, it was just like all of our texts were like, it would just be like, hey, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. And once, oh my gosh. So once NXT got like its own TV show, mm-hmm. I said to him one time, I was like, oh, that must be like really exciting. Are you ever going to be on there? Mm-hmm. And he like freaked out on me. He was like, I mean, I don't know why I would. I mean, there's just so much that goes into it. There's a lot of things behind the scenes, and I don't know why you're even asking me that. Like, I'm like, okay.
Did you ever tell him that you knew who he was?
Okay, so let's play back the tape. Wait, yes. So
go ahead.
So here's what ends up happening. Mm-hmm. The last time we talk.
Are you reading receipts right now?
Yep. So I will say, so on October 19th, I said, I made it home. And he said, great. On Tuesday, January 14th, 2020.
Damn.
He sends me two waving emojis at 12:48 a.m. At 8 a.m. I send him the detective emoji. like, yep. What is this? And he says, LMAO, hello. And I say, hi. And he says, how's it going? I said, things are good, you? And he's like, all right, tired and stressed. And I was like, why are you stressed? And he's like, work. And I was like, oh, yeah, same here. I was like, Florida sucks. And he was like, LMAO, let's move to Africa. And I said, ooh. I want to go to Cali. And he was like, let's go. And I said, I'm ready. So then he doesn't text again. And then the next day he says, what's your week like? And I say, just working during the day, you? And he said, same. And I go, I think it kind of sucks that I only hear from you like once every 3 months. I don't really want to hook up if this is where this is going. Mm-hmm. Basically like, yeah, like if the only reason you're texting me is because you want to hook up with me, I don't care.
Yeah.
He goes, you never hit me up. I'm just busy and never do until I get a breather. And so this is when I said to him, it's just a weird dynamic where I know nothing about you. One of my best friends knows more about you than I do because he follows wrestling. So it's just not fun for me, LOL. And he never responded.
Applause. A standing ovation.
He just knew that, I guess, the jig is up. And just
the sheer dumbness of being like, oh yeah, I'm gonna pull a fast one on this girl. She'll never know. I'm like, girl.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, like, I wouldn't have ever been able to find him because like there's just so many wrestlers and things like that. I wouldn't have been able to find it myself on what I knew about him because I didn't know much about him.
Yeah, but like just like the audacity of being like, you don't think I'm not gonna talk about you to my friends?
Yeah.
And like by some miracle, someone, you're in Orlando.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, you're in Orlando, and I guess maybe he was like, oh good, she's not like a fan or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I mean I guess, yeah, you wouldn't want to like fool around with wrestling fans probably. Yeah. But it was so weird. Like, it was just so weird that I just had to like, he just pretended like we just had this like thing where he would just talk about work is hard, but never actually say a thing about it. Like, you know, like one time he told me he was at City Walk with some of his friends. And I wanted to be like, who are your friends even? You know, yeah. Like I just wanted to be, but I just wouldn't. Like I would just like let him just say these things and be like, okay, bye.
Like, I know. And I kept telling you, I was like, just tell him. Just tell him you know who he is.
And I was just like, it doesn't, I don't understand. It's just so weird. And it's just so weird because like I see like people that I follow on Twitter follow him. Mm. And I'm like, this is just weird.
Yeah. I think the worst part about it was that, like, he obviously was communicating to you in a way that, like, we are just a booty call. This is it. That is yeah. our relationship. We just hook
and
up.
Like,
and his audacity to being like, well, you never check on me. I'm like, yeah, because.
Because why would I?
Why would I?
Because the Christmas presents aren't good.
Honestly, truly, when you sent that text and realized that he never replied, you should have just replied back. Like, and you don't know how to wrap presents.
Oh, no, there was earlier text where I said, I'm not coming over because you're not giving me Christmas presents. And he would be like, I did before. I'm like, not for very long. Like, you literally shouldn't ever just be able to, like, you shouldn't. I don't know. Like, you shouldn't be like, well, I did it that one time. It's like, no,
just because
buddy.
You gave.
No, buddy. Christmas comes every year. Yeah. Keep giving them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The audacity of men.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know how powerful he thought that he was, that I was just like, cool with it. Yeah. But I don't know. And like, yeah. And I didn't go over there very often because I was like, I'm not driving over there. I don't want to drive over there. I don't want to drive home at 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to do it because it's like, it's not like you're down the street. It's 30 minutes away. Yeah. Like, it was so weird. And just, it's so weird to like see him like on things. Like, yeah. He has gifts.
He's very gif-able.
Yeah.
He's a very gif-able personality on TV. Like, that's the character he plays.
Yeah.
So he always pops up.
Mm-hmm. It's just so weird. And that's what happens when you live in Orlando. You end up dating, or not even dating, you end up seeing someone in themed entertainment.
Crazy. But,
yeah, so it's just so weird.
I think it was just funny that you knew exactly who he was, like, days
and I just, like,
after.
Yeah. I just, you know. I remember one time he came over, and the next day, RJ, me and you were going to go get those cookies from Gideon.
Uh-huh.
And I said to him, I go, just stay over. We're going to be going to your way tomorrow.
Yeah. We're like literally going to be
in your neighborhood.
By Winter
basically.
Park,
yeah. I was like, we can just drop you off. I was like, it'll just be me and my friend. And he's like, that might be a little weird. I'm like, no, he's a wrestling fan.
I wish you didn't say that, so that way when we just sat in the car, I would have been like, wait, aren't you the wrestler?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, RJ, you know what I should have done? Although when you would come over, it would always be pretty late. I should have been texting you and said, hey, RJ, he's leaving now. Then
you should
come
like,
out.
Walk Friedrich.
You walk Friedrich, you run into him and say, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? And then,
oh my then God, the wrestler.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
my friend Casey lives in this building.
Oh my God. We should have trapped his ass.
I should have just sent out like a tweet to like wrestling fans and be like, here he is, guys. Come get him.
Oh my God. Hey, yeah. You know what? At the end of the day, you got a novelty story.
I got
a
little
very
story.
Juicy episode.
Yeah. Okay, guys, this is Casey at 2 a.m. Tuesday morning, August 18th. I am cutting in because we have some breaking news that happened today. After last having contact with this man on January 18th, 2020, a full, basically 7 months later, because today is August 18th, I get a text from the wrestler. Hey, how have you been? Thought about you the other day. A friend was caught at Disney after skipping work, LMAO. Are you kidding me? I sent it directly to RJ. He screamed. I said, what's going on? But we had a little conversation, and literally, I still don't know anything about him. It was wild, because I even said, I didn't expect to hear from you again, honestly, after you ignored my texts about how I knew nothing about you. Like, I don't even know what your name really is. I have you as blank in my phone, LMAO. And he says, my schedule's nuts. It wasn't intentional. I'm sorry. But we talked for a second about how I moved away from Florida and that I was in Austin, and he said congratulations. But I asked him about something that I sent him, and he said, what was I supposed to say? And I said, literally anything. And he just said, LOL. So that's the update. It has been a full 7 months since I've heard from this fool, and of all the days. He messaged me today as I was putting out this podcast. It was like almost like his ears were ringing or something, even though the podcast hasn't been released yet. Anyways, that's the update. I'm going back to the show. Bye from the future. I think let's go to our D's. No. So, RJ, you want to go ahead and tell us where people can find you and find all of our great stuff on Not A Bit Network.
Yes. So you can find me and my lovely voice on the following podcasts on Not A Bit Network. We're on the Dysfunctional Podcast, which is our flagship. It's our Disney podcast that I do with my husband, Adam. We also do a movie musical podcast called Showgaze. I'm with the lovely Casey and Adam and the magical Miranda on an Animal Crossing podcast called Resident Services. All of these can be found wherever you find your podcasts under the Not A Bit Network. But you can follow Not A Bit Network on Instagram. That'll be the one place that you can find all the other shows and all of our social media. So just follow Not A Bit Network on Instagram.
Yeah. And you can find the Single Writer Podcast on all of your favorite apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, wherever you're downloading your RSS feeds.
RSS wherever. Feeds.
Yeah. But make sure you're subscribed so that you always get the latest episode. And if you haven't already, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate this podcast and leave us a fun review. I'm going to start reading a review every episode. Yay. I haven't been, but I should. Yeah. So this week's review comes from Colin OK Fack. Fock? I don't know. F-A-K. Hopefully this isn't like a bad word or something. I don't know. I don't know. So they say, this podcast has hilarious stories, fun games, and a lot of Disney resort references. How can I volunteer myself for a theme park date? I'll settle for a Patreon subscription.
Oh my God.
Let's make it happen, Colin.
Hey, let's make the Patreon happen and you make the Colin happen. We joke about the Patreon all the time, but honestly, the more we speak into it, the more it becomes like a tangible thing that we can actually achieve. So who knows?
I know, especially with because it's like, I feel like I get scared thinking to do it on my own just because like I am so, I've kind of been weird about episodes.
Yeah.
But if everyone is contributing from the network, then it makes it a lot more
There's a lot of things
that we could do. Yeah, a lot of content. But hey, if you wanna, let's just go in quarantine and plan this Disney date. Imagine that episode. I went on a date with someone a listener from the pod.
I mean, is that the end goal of this podcast? To never do the podcast anymore? Because then you wouldn't have any bad dates.
It truly is. Yeah, it's like, please let me like stop having to like tell you about these terrible dates because I'm not having terrible dates.
But yeah.
Until then, we'll continue. But
oh my God.
And you can keep up with the show by following the podcast on Instagram at Single Writer Podcast and on Twitter at Single Writer Pod. And again, if you have a theme park dating story and you're comfortable with me reading it aloud on the show, please email me at singlewriterpodcast@gmail.com. And you can support the show by purchasing my buttons at parkboundbuttons.com. And I was about to say something about Not a Bit Network, but yeah, so find all our podcasts on Not a Bit Network on Instagram. So RJ, mm-hmm. we end the show with a cheesy pickup line. Yep. I literally Googled 5 seconds and I found this one and it's so dumb, but I laughed and I laughed because I made it wrestling themed.
Oh, fun.
It's so dumb. You're going to hate it. Oh, no. Hi, you may have heard of me. I'm the Undie Taker.
No! No. Casey, no. No, absolutely what? Not. I will not accept
that. Why?
That's pretty good, actually, now that the initial blow has set
the in. Initial shock. Well, this Undie Taker is headed out. Yes. So that's the show. Bye. We forgot to do the game.
Been a podcast on Not a Bit Network. Find us on Instagram at Not a Bit Network for our other shows.